to preserve the planet. Going vegan is environment friendly, so ahead of World Vegan Day, Viva, the vegan charity, encourages all of us to go vegan for 24 hours. Here to explain more about the hashtag Go Vegan 24-hour campaign is Viva director Juliet Galatley. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, I've had a look at your website this morning prior to this interview, and your website states, vegan is a state of mind. How so?
State of kind is the slogan.
Oh, is it state of kind? Oh, I can't read this morning now.
But obviously because it means that we're trying to limit our carbon footprint on the planet, so being kind to the planet, kind to the animals themselves, but also kind to ourselves, because it means that in terms of health-wise, you're setting yourself up for a healthy life and less chance of getting the chronic diseases which affect so many of us, like heart disease and strokes, cancers these days. One in two of us get it in the UK. And it's reducing your chances of getting those diseases. So it's kind in many senses.
Yes, I see now, I understand, right. So, Lewis Hamilton, who's on the eve of winning his sixth world championship, he tweeted about his concern for the planet, and several people tweeted that he's lost the plot. Has he lost the plot?
No, he just cares deeply. I mean, he's one example of many people in the sports sphere now who've decided to go vegan. He changed for animals and for the environment, and I think lots of celebrities, like the rest of us, are waking up to the fact that the planet's really in trouble. So obviously we're hearing about global warming pretty much daily, but what is not publicised so much is that animal agriculture produces one-fifth of all the world's global warming gases, and that's huge. That's on a par with industry and significantly more than all the world's transport put together. But perhaps more worrying is what you mentioned at the beginning, which is that it's driving the disappearance of the world's wildlife. So the United Nations have said 1 million species are at risk of extinction, and that we're actually in the world's mass extinction. And so we have to sit up and take notice of this when they're saying that what's driving that is the consumption of meat, fish and dairy products. So, you know, I mean, I've had people say to me, why does it matter? Why does wildlife matter? But when you're talking about the biodiversity of plants and animals, they are essential to our life, the human species as well. Without them, we are definitely on a path to extinction ourselves, because we need trees for oxygen, we need pollination of food crops, we need seed dispersal, water filtration, nutrient recycling. We actually need it for the generation of the soil in which we grow all our crops. So we absolutely need to keep the wildernesses alive and to keep wildlife alive. But what's happening is, because meat takes up so much more land, so for example, if you look at something like beef, which is extreme, it's requiring about 160 times more land and producing way more greenhouse gases than the typical plants that you could grow instead. So a vegan diet is much more sustainable for the planet, which is why so many of the world scientists are now saying, hang on a minute, you know, they don't tell people what to do, but they'll give them the facts and say we should be moving towards a vegan diet and fast.
Okay, so what would you say to those people who say, well, you know, if we produce less meat, less beef, less pork, etc., you'd be destroying the economy, the finance?
Well, the government needs to step in, because the meat industry is subsidised to the tune of about £1 trillion per year globally, and only 1% of that £1 trillion is given to schemes that protect the environment. So there needs to be an intergovernmental level shift where we have a transformation in terms of what farmers are growing that is sustainable, and they need to be encouraged in doing that, because we all need to eat. It's not about not farming, it's about farming the right things in the right way.
Okay. So explain more about Go Vegan, the 24-hour campaign. Explain how that works and what you're hoping to achieve.
So we thought World Vegan Day tomorrow, November the 1st, it's such a simple step to ask people to take, just to hopefully push down any barriers that they have about going vegan, because sometimes you can think, oh, that seems too daunting to do it for a whole month. So why not just try it for a day? And when people see how easy it is, how many restaurant chains have got now vegan menus, not just a token vegan choice, how supermarkets are falling over themselves to compete for vegan custom and for meat eaters buying vegan food, just enjoy it. Maybe if you're into cooking, then go to veganrecipeclub.org.uk, which is our recipe site, but it's got hundreds and hundreds of recipes on, and you can put in food, like say you've got carrots in your fridge and it'll come up with loads of recipes using them. Or if you want quick food, you can just look at all the recipes that take less than half an hour to make, and so on and so forth. But it's very inspirational and very easy to make, and there's an app as well for your phone.
All right, because I think, you know, people who are used to, you know, the meat being the dominant thing on the plate, and you say go vegan for 24 hours, I think, well, where do I start?
Exactly. That's why I'd say play around on that recipe site, because you'll be so pleasantly surprised that there's so many recipes that seem familiar. So you can go for very familiar stuff. Like, say, for example, you just enjoy, you know, comfort food like spaghetti bolognese. You just use vegan mince, which is available in every single supermarket, and it's absolutely delicious without the health implications of the meat. So you have a healthy version of it, but everything else, the whole recipe, is the same. So it's so simple. Or if you fancy being more imaginative, you can go for something that perhaps you haven't tried before. I'd just say scroll through it and have a look and be inspired.
Yes. What's your favourite go-to meal then, Juliette?
My favourite one for the kids in the winter is actually really simple, which is the vegan chili non carne, because they just love that, and I can sneak a load of healthy foods in there without them even knowing.
Chili non carne?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So, you know, that is very much like you would do as a chili con carne, only, again, I'm using the vegan mince, which they really enjoy, so I can sneak in vegetables, which I chop in small, I can put in the red kidney beans, which are obviously really good for us, you know, and I like the spices, I like a bit of the heat, a bit of the chili, and so do they. So that's a really easy go-to recipe, but I am imaginative as well. I do enjoy cooking a bit more adventurous food, and so, I literally will play about with all the different ingredients. I like Italian food, I like Thai food, I like Indian food as well, so I cook curries as well, which really lend themselves to being veganized.
Yeah, I discovered cumin seeds, and because I hadn't cooked with cumin seeds before, and over the weekend I had a whale of a time.
Yeah, exactly,
it's
just
great.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, so where can our listeners go for more information?
So the main site for what we're talking about for this campaign is vegannow.uk, which is very easy. There's lots of celebrities joining in, meat-eating celebrities, like James May's made a video, actually, who is a meat-eater, and he's from, you know, Top Gear, and he's, like, cooked some sausages for his electricians, pretending that they're meat, then serving them up, then tells them afterwards they're vegan. So it's a very blokey bloke video.
Yeah.
so Cotton encouraging people. So that's vegannow.uk, there's all the information on there. The recipe club is veganrecipeclub.org.uk, and the main Viva site that you went on is viva.org.uk, which is everything about going vegan on there as well.
Vegan is a state of kind.
It is.
Juliette Galatley, thanks so much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 It's all here on 97.5 Kevin FM.